that I would imagine is on the minds of many of you this time of year is how much time should I be spending studying for finals? Judging by the crowd here tonight, I could see what most people chose. The truth is, though, that's a very important question to ask. Should I take time off from my regular siddur to study finals? And if so, how much? And the question, of course, isn't limited to finals. We face this question throughout our life. How much ishtadlus is appropriate? What type of career should I pursue? To what extent should I pursue that career? Even for those of you who are in smicha, what types of internships should I take? What about when they conflict with learning? What about classes? There's another type of question concerning ishtadlus, I think, that many of us are thinking about now, and that's with respect to our obligation of ishtadlus concerning all of Klal Yisrael. I think that many of us have been taken aback by the events going on in Eretz Yisrael, surrounding Eretz Yisrael over the last couple days. And again, one wonders, what should we do? What can we do? How much should we do? When should we do it? I believe these questions of ishtadlus are at the heart of many of the stories in the Parshiyos HaShavua that we've been reading. And let's begin with a question that everybody wonders about in our Parsha, which is, why does Yosef torture his brothers? It's clearly not because of revenge. Yosef was a tzaddik. That would be heinous. It's also clear from the story, his emotions of sadness. He has to excuse himself to cry. These aren't the emotions somebody who's vengeful or angry would do. And finally, when he reveals himself to his brothers, he tells them immediately, don't be sad. Al te'atzvu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of this. So what then is motivating Yosef? Ramban tells us that the answer could be seen in a pasuk in our parsha, Vayizkor Yosef es achalomos asher chalam lohem. Yosef remembered the dreams. Ramban explains, Kiyomar akasuv kibiros Yosef es achav mishtachavim lo, zachar kol achalomos asher chalam lohem. When Yosef sees his brothers bowing, he remembers the dreams. V'yada sheloi niskayim echad mehem b'fam azos. But he also recognizes that the dream, at least the first dream, has not yet been fully fulfilled, because there were only 10 brothers bowing and not 11. And therefore, he orchestrates events to make sure that all 11 brothers come down, as in fact they do. Alkein lo ratza lagid lahem ani Yosef achichem v'lo mar maharu v'alu avi v'yishlach ha'galos kasher asa b'fam ha'shniya. That's why he doesn't immediately go and say, bring down Yosef and the like. The Ramban says, surely Yaakov would have come down. But Yosef saw it as his obligation to do what he could to ensure the fulfillment of the dreams. Obviously, Yosef understood these weren't regular dreams. These were dreams that reflected the Ratzon Hashem. But still, the Akedas Yitzchak asks an obvious question on Ramban, which is, why did Yosef feel the need to do this? To torture his brothers? Ramban says that's why it was justified for him not to tell Yaakov all these years. He knew Yaakov was in mourning. He didn't send Yaakov a letter. He could have when he became the viceroy. Why not? So as to be Mekayim the Chalomos. But why? Shouldn't Yosef had said, that's Hashem's business. It's Hashem's business. It's his nevuah. It's not my job. So the Gra explains, no. The Gra says, ולכך הקדים מהתורה ויזכור יוסף את החלומות להגיע שכל מה שעשה לא עשה אלא מרוב צדקסו שיקוימו החלומות שלא להכחש רצון וגזירס עליון וזהו כלל התורה. A rule, a klal in Torah, is that we must do what we can to carry out what we understand to be Ratzon Hashem. Again, Yosef understood this to be Ratzon Hashem because he had chalomos, which he understood were nevuah, were prophetic or semi-prophetic. But still, Yosef understood the importance of hishtadlus. And thus, Yosef does a lot of hishtadlus to ensure the carrying out of the dreams. That explains all of his actions throughout. He doesn't say, if Hashem wants it to happen, he'll take care of it. But he says, what can I do to make sure that it takes place? Now, that being said, we find a remarkable thing. At the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef reveals himself, he says to his brothers, "Va'ata al te'atzvu, va'al yichar be'einechem, ki mechartim osihena, ki lemechya shel achani elokim lefneichem, ki zesh nasayim ha'ra'av bekerev ha'aretz, va'od chamei shanim asher ein charish v'katzir, va'yishalcheni elokim lefneichem lasum lachem she'iris ba'aretz, ulahachayos lachem lefleita gdola. Va'ata, lo atem shelachtem osihena, ki ha'elokim, Vayisimeni le'av le'faro le'adon l'chol be'iso u'moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Despite all of Yosef's hishtadlos, he says it was all Hashem. Lo atem shalachtem osihena. It wasn't you sent me there. It wasn't my brilliant strategizing that made me the viceroy. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef's hishtadlos does not cause him to think that his success was due to hishtadlus. All that happens, he says, is from Hashem. The same thing in Parshas Vayechi, after Yaakov dies, he says to his brothers, don't be afraid, ki atachas alokim ani, v'atem chashavtem alai ra'a, alokim chashva letova, leman aso kayom hazeh lachayos amrav. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likewise, at the beginning of our Parsha, Paro calls up Yosef. He says, I heard you're good at interpreting dreams. Yosef's response is, Biladai, Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. It's not me. I can do nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef shows us that while we must do ishtadlas, and we should do ishtadlas, appropriate ishtadlas, but ishtadlas, we have to also recognize that success is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that Yosef says again and again. And moreover, Yosef realizes that what happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. All that happened in Yosef's life was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. He accepts that, and he recognizes that, and he acknowledges it. Lesson number 2, first Adlas from Yosef. Yosef was absolutely correct that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. But, actually, it was not the plan as Yosef understood it. At the beginning of last week's Parsha, we read, Vayishalcheu me'emek chavron vayavo shcheman. Chazal darshin, what does me'emek chavron mean? L'kayim ma'shenemar la'avram avinu b'vris b'in abisarim ki ger yezaracha. All of the things that happened to be Mekayim the Bris Bein HaBesarim, to be Mekayim that Klal Yisrael had to go down to Egypt, and therefore Yosef had to find his brothers, and all the events were actually to ensure that happens. All the strange coincidences, the ish that Yosef finds along the way when he's lost that directs him there, being sold to Potiphar and then going to jail, all of that. Yosef was right, there was a plan. Yosef thought the plan was so that he could support Klal Yisrael during a time of famine. Yosef didn't realize why there was a famine. There was a famine, so Klal Yisrael would go down to Mitzrayim, so they could become a nation in Mitzrayim, leave Ve'osos u'Vemosim and receive the Torah. So lesson 2 in Ishtadlus is to recognize that while there is a plan, we might not know the plan. And in fact, the plan that we think is the plan might not actually be the plan that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. I could tell you from my own life, there are many times where I worked on something, I was disappointed, it didn't come out the way I thought. Years later, I saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding things in my life, and could very well be that the plan that I think I understand now is very different than what I'll perceive in 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. Lesson number 3 in Ishtadlus from Yosef. The end of last week's parsha, V'lo zachar sara mashkim es Yosef aishkachehu. Rashi famously explains, why did he forget? Mipnei shetala bo Yosef bitchono lezachro. Huskak lios asur od shnei shanim. Because Yosef depended on the sara mashkim, he had to be incarcerated for an additional 2 years. Shenemar ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem iftacho v'lo pana al rehavim v'lo batach al mitzrayim hakruyim rahav. This, of course, is a very perplexing Rashi, because, as we noted before, a person has to do ishtadlus. This seems reasonable, reminding, asking the Sar Mashkim to remember him. So what's so bad? Why was Yosef punished? So I think the answer comes from the end of Rashi. I think the Chazon Ish may have made this point as well. What does the Pasuk Rashi's quote say? Ashri agever asher sam Hashem mivtacho, v'lo pana al rehavim, v'lo batach al mitzrayim hakruyim rahav. The balance between hishtadlus and bitachon is one that's often very hard to know. What is appropriate hishtadlus and what isn't? What is excessive bitachon, being somech al hanes? And when is it that we should do something? And it's not easy to know, and there are no clear guidelines, because we are expected to do our hishtadlus. However, it's inconceivable that our bitachon doesn't manifest itself in some way with respect to some hishtadlus. And one thing that a boteach will do, or will never do, is an act of desperation. Acts of desperation reflect a lack of bitachon. We're supposed to do ishtadlus. An act of desperation is something that you do if you think that everything is up to you and there's nothing left to do, and so you're desperate. On Yosef's level, turning to the Sar Mashkim was an act of desperation. Why, Rashi says? Because the boteach b'Hashem is lo pana al rehavim. The Sar Mashkim was an evil person. He wasn't a good person. His actions showed that. And putting your trust in people, and especially wicked people, is an act of desperation that a baal bitachon will never do. It's not an appropriate act of hishtadlus. And thus Yosef is punished. Finally, lesson number 4 in Ishtadlus from Yosef HaTzadik. And this one is particularly important to remember when things are looking down. Very beginning of our parsha, Vayishlach Paro vayikral Yosef vayiritzuhu min habor vayigalach vichalef simlosa vayavol Paro. Paro hears about Yosef, he sends for Yosef. The pasuk says vayiritzuhu min habor. They rushed him out of jail. What does the word vayiritzuhu teach us? Paro called him, and he came. What's vayiritzuhu min habor? Says the Sfarno. Vayiritzuhu min habor kederech kol tshuas Hashem. This is the derech of every Yeshuas Hashem, of every redemption. Shenaseis kimo rega. That happens in an instant, in a flash. Ki'amro, ki krova Yeshuasi lavo. The Yeshua is going to happen in an instant. It's not going to be something that we're going to predict. It's not going to be something that we're going to see. Things are going to be going along normally, or terribly, or horribly. And then Yeshua is going to come. Yeshua Hashem Karathayim. Ki krova Yeshua Silavo. He quotes many psukim in the Sfarno that indicate this. He says, Kachaya inyan Mitzrayim, ke amro ki garshumi Mitzrayim. When the time came to leave Mitzrayim, it happened immediately. Shelo hispik batsekan shalavosenu lahachmetz. And says the Sfarno, v'chein asid lasos, ke amro pitom yavo el hechalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. Pitom. Vayritzuhum in abor. When things seem so bad, and Yeshua seems so far, that is when Yeshua is going to come. So let's review. The lessons of Ishtadlus, some lessons, four lessons of Ishtadlus from Yosef. Number one, like Yosef, we have the responsibility to do our Ishtadlus. We can't lay back and say, if Hashem wants me to earn a living, I'm going to earn a living, I don't need to do any Ishtadlus. We can't say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save Kal Yisrael, he'll do it. Rather, if there's something I could do to help, and it's appropriate Ishtadlus, I must do it. But at the same time, like Yosef, we have to attribute our success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, despite Yosef's incredible Ishtadlus, it's always Lo atem shalachtem osihena ki alokim. Number two, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, but we shouldn't expect to understand Hashem's plan. Yosef thought he understood why he was made the viceroy, to support his family in a time of famine. But Yosef didn't realize it was part of a much bigger plan, something much bigger. L'kayim ma'ashenemar la'avram avinu b'vris ben abisarim. Kiger Yezaracha. Number three. While we must do our Ishtadlus, we must always remember that they're acts of Ishtadlus and nothing more. Hashem is behind all salvation. And as such, we must always avoid acts of desperation. Our behavior should reflect the bitachon that we have, even as we do acts of Ishtadlus. And thus Yosef is punished for asking the Sar Mashkim to remember him. And finally, number four, to always remember, and especially during dark times, that Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin. We might not know how, we might not be able to see how, but it could truly come at any time. May we all be Zocha to see those Yeshuos, B'mheirav Yameinu, Amen.